Welcome to Coffee Contrails. Today's story is an excerpt from Past Paradox, written by John Turiano and narrated by Bob Hubel.
The scent of fresh pine permeates the air as a newborn sun peeks through sleepy trees. Footprints and dew-covered grass follow a boy and his dog to a shadow-draped play fort. 7-year-old Tommy Davis loves to play outdoors. His dog Mandy is at his side. The boy climbs atop the wood platform as the dog lies down on a sunny patch of grass. Wrestling a shiny compass from a pocket, he notices the needle gyrating wildly, like a dog circling before finally laying down. He studies the navigation device intensely as something catches his attention. There's an odd sensation of being pulled inward as the world around him suddenly fades from view. His focus locks on a strange luminescence emanating from deep within the woods. Climbing down from the fort, he advances towards the tree line. A voice in his head calls out, commanding him to remain in the yard. But he cannot stop, for at that moment in time, the strange glow is the center of his existence. All else pales as he is drawn into another world. The dog follows the boy towards the peculiar sight. Deeper into the woods, the two venture, where sharp shards of sunlight pierce the shadows. A blue jay calls in the distance. The trees up ahead are twinkling, not sunlight, but from an unknown source. Soft sparkles of light dance on the pine needle floor, like confetti tossed in the air. The source of the light is a glimmering area cut out of the woods, an area taller than wide with jagged edges. Tommy moves closer. The trees undulate in hypnotic fashion as his eyes focus deeper into the aberration, straining, as if looking into a three-dimensional picture. Suddenly, the pine forest dims from view and is replaced with lush green vegetation. He creeps closer until he can almost taste the burnt smell of an electric arc, the faint sound of soft static. He reaches out, touching the glimmering surface with an index finger. There's a cool, tingly sensation. Whoosh! A loud, rustling sound startles the boy as something shoots past his field of vision. Large leaf plants flutter in its wake. The frightened boy steps back from the opening, wondering what flashed by. Was it a shadow or an animal of some kind? Off in the distance, Tommy's ears register a low-pitched rumble. He steps back, almost tripping as large trees sway up ahead. Mandy barks, shocking him. "Tommy, where are you?" A woman's voice cries out from a distant place. The boy freezes, unable to move. Fear overshadows his curiosity. Whatever is in there is getting closer. The sound is getting louder. Tommy flinches as Mandy barks again and brushes against his leg. "Tommy, come home now," his mother yells. The boy turns and runs. Not until he is safely out of the woods does he dare look back.
If you like today's recording, please like and favorite us on Facebook and Twitter. And you can find us at coffeecontrails.com. Thanks.